Mexico's former attorney general arrested following student massacre investigation. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on August 19, 2022. Mexican authorities arrested the country's former top prosecutor in connection with the investigation and cover-up of a massacre of 43 education students. The murders allegedly took place at the hands of cartel gunmen and corrupt cops. On Friday afternoon, Mexican federal authorities, with the help of Mexico's Navy, arrested Jesus Murillo Karam, the former attorney general for Mexico, on the charges of torture, forced disappearances, and crimes against the administration of justice, a statement from the country's attorney general's office, FGR, revealed. Hashtag FGRINFORMA, LA hashtag FGR. Complemento orden de aprehension en contra Jesús M. Por la probable comisión de los delitos de desaparición forzada, tortura y contra la administración de justicia, en el caso Ayotzinapa, reitero. FGR México, at FGR Mexico, August 19, 2022. The arrest took place at Murillo Karam's home on Friday afternoon. In the statement, the FGR revealed that after notifying him of the arrest warrant, he did not resist and collaborated with authorities as they transferred him to the agency headquarters. Impresionante imagen de Jesús Murillo Karam camino a la fiscalía. Si se acoge al criterio oportunidad, el ex procurador, ex gobernador, ex senador, ex hombre fuerte de Hidalgo puede abrir las compuertas del infierno que constituye la noche de Iguala. pic.twitter.com/b4s9mdb6wl. Genaro Villamil, at Generavo Emil, August 19, 2022. The arrest comes just one day after Mexico's Undersecretary for Human Rights Alejandro Encinas issued a preliminary report from the Commission for Truth and Access to Justice on the Ayotzinapa case. In the report, Encinas called the case a state crime that was carried out by the highest officials under the previous presidential administration. Encinas claimed that government officials at the federal and state level carried out omissions, were negligent, and altered evidence, facts, and circumstances to push a false narrative of events that became known as the historical truth. As Breitbart Texas reported, in 2014, 43 education students from Ayotzinapa took buses on their way to a protest and were never heard from again. At the time, Murillo Karam claimed that the students had been taken by police officers and turned over to cartel members. The cartel members then killed the students and incinerated their remains in a landfill near the town of Cocula. Since then, the version of events was disputed by international forensic experts, and claims of torture surrounded the investigation into the case. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador made solving the Ayotzinapa case one of the main crusades of his administration. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com. LP Contreras and CP Morelos from Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project contributed to this report.